Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Lavisha Darad. Today is Friday, 25th of October, and here are the top things to know before market opens. The Indian benchmark indices, Sensex and Nifty, are likely to open marginally lower today as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a flat to negative start for the broader index. Yesterday, it was another day of struggle for the bulls to maintain Nifty at higher levels. Eventually, both the benchmark Sensex and Nifty closed flat with a negative bias in yesterday's trading session. With this, the Nifty has now declined for 4 days in a row and is set for another weekly loss. For this week, the Nifty is already down over 1% so far. For an index that did not decline for 3 straight weeks in 2024, until the last week, is now poised for its 4th straight weekly drop. Today, the new levels of resistance for the Nifty stand at 24,500 to 24,600 levels, while a break below 24,300 could drag it down sharply. Let's take a look on how the global setup stands for us. The US markets ended mixed overnight, with the Nasdaq and S&P 500 closing higher, led by a decline in Treasury yields from a 3-month high and Tesla's blowout earnings. Tesla shares ended nearly 22% higher, their biggest single-day gain in over a decade, after its CEO, Elon Musk, forecasted a bold surging sales. Musk forecasted 20-30% sales growth next year, promising to launch an affordable vehicle in the first half of 2025, and said efforts to slash production costs boosted margins in the third quarter. U.S. business activity increased in October amid strong demand. S&P Global's flash U.S. Composite PMI Output Index, which tracks the manufacturing and services sectors, rose to 54.3 this month from a final reading of 54 in September. Meanwhile, Asia-Pacific markets were mixed this morning ahead of Japan's general election over the weekend. Coming to the commodities market, crude prices rose and are on track for a weekly gain of more than 1%. Brent crude grain gained about 0.6% to $74 per barrel, while US WTI crude was also up 0.6% to $70 per barrel. Now, let's take a look at some of the stocks that might move in today's trading session. First up is IndusInd Bank, after the private sector lender reported a sharp fall in profit by 40% year-on-year in the second quarter, whereas net interest income was up moderately by 5% year-on-year in Q2. Secondly, shares of ITC will be in focus after profit rose moderately by 3% year-on-year in the second quarter, while revenue was up 16% year-on-year. Thirdly, shares of Power Grid will be in focus after the company emerged as a successful bidder to establish a transmission system in Gujarat. The project will set up a 6,000 megawatt power system with terminals in Gujarat and Nagpur, including a long power line connecting the two locations. Adani Ports will be in focus after the company's unit completed the acquisition of 80% stake in Astro Offshore for $195 million. Do note that Astro Offshore is an offshore support vehicle operator in the Middle East, India, Asia, as well as Africa. And finally, Kansai Nerolac shares will be in focus after the board approved the sale of a land parcel in Mumbai for 726 crore rupees. If you look at some of the Q2 results that will be in radar today, include the likes of Bandhan Bank, Bank of Baroda, Bharat Electronics, BPCL, Coal India, among others. Coming to today's Voice of the Day segment, we have market veteran Ambarish Baliga talking about why we cannot rule out Nifty's nosedive to 22,000 level as a possibility. Listen in.
Markets were in a virtuous cycle earlier. Liquidity was taking the markets up, and because every extra rupee invested was giving a positive return, retail investors were deploying more funds. The collective size was so huge that even FII selling did not matter and markets continued to move up. Now the reverse is playing out. The positive news flows required to keep the markets buoyant is down to a trickle. So valuations have been high, Q2 earnings have been disappointing. Growth is being revised downwards. Geopolitical issues linger, and China is trying to make a comeback. With retail investors losing since the last few months, starting off with PSUs, defense and railways, which cracked majorly. Now it's across the broader market. The liquidity flows will get squeezed. Thus, any major selling may not have the cushion which was available earlier. Secondly, more the market comes down, it will get into the vicious cycle of markets trending lower, resulting in losses, and because of which lesser liquidity, which will again push it down further. Though it may provide a good entry point to long-term investors, for traders, unless they are proficient in going short, it's better to wait on the sidelines for some signs of bottoming out. As of now, Nifty 22,000 can't be ruled out.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you. Have a great trading day, and we will catch you before the next trading session next week.